Tourway Northwest London, Friday the 4th of December, Yudches Kislev Tovshim Pei Aleph, Rabbi Yitzchok Fearstone, Parshas Vayishlach.
Vayishlach Yaakim Anochim Nafon of Reis of Ochiv, Atsa Seyes Teyadun. So Yaakim sent Malochim to Esav, Malochim Mamish, with a message to Esav. Vayitzav Esam Leimai, So I'd like to discuss the first two psukim, the first three psukim, Parshas Vayishlach, the message that Yaakov sent to Esav. Yaakov is sending to Esav, he's scared that Esav is coming to fight with him, he's scared that Esav is ganging up against him. He hears Esav is coming with 400 people, so he sends him a peace message. And the peace message is, Kayoma Avdecha Yaakov, number one, Im Lovan Gati Vayicha Adota. I've lived with Lovan, and I've been delayed. I haven't come to you previously. I haven't come to appease you before, because I've been busy with Lovan. Vayihili Shoy V'chamoy, Tzoyin V'ebed V'shivcha, I have Shoy, Chamoy, Rashi says Shoy doesn't mean one ox, Shoy means Shvorim Harba, Derech Bnei Odom, he has lots of oxes, lots of cows, lots of cattle, chamoy, lots of donkeys, soy, lots of sheep, Eved v'shivcha, many servants and maidservants. V'esh lecho la'agid la'adoni, I'm sending this message to my master, limtzoy chen b'einecha, to find chen in your eyes. I'm sending these messages, and I'm coming to you, limtzoy chen b'einecha. And she says, shani sholim imach, I'm in peace with you, u'mevakesh avosecha, I seek your love. And Shreyakai says, obviously, this message is only antagonizing Esav any much more. Vahili shoy v'chamoy, tzoyin v'eved v'shivcha, v'esh lecho l'hagid l'adoyni lim tzechein b'enecha. I have a shoy and a chamoy, tzoyin v'eved v'shivcha. Yaakov is boasting about his riches, his wealth that he's achieved in Lovan's house in the past 20 years. What's the idea of this? I mean, Esav is obviously very good with Lovan, with Yaakov, for the brochas that he's received, and he's worried that Yaakov is going to be much more better off financially than Esav. And he turns to Esav. I have the Tal Hashemayim, Mishmane Ores, Berev Dogon Vesirish. So Rashi asks the Kasha Bemis, and Rashi says, Abba Omri Mital Hashemayim, Mishmane Ores. The brocha was Tal Hashemayim, Mishmane Ores. Zu eina leimin ha-shamayim ve-leimin ha-aretz. The brachas weren't mekuyim. Shoy v'chamoy, Tanchumi Rashi brings. Derech eretz leimah ha-shvorim. However, because he's trying to say, I haven't mamish got the brachas. Still a bit, I'm sure Esav was still a bit annoyed. He hasn't mamish got the tal ha-shamayim v'shman ha-aretz. He's got something very close to the tal ha-shamayim v'shman ha-aretz. He has something in between. And I haven't got the property, but I have a lot of jewelry. What's the message he's trying to send? If he hasn't got that, he's got this. He's still antagonizing Esav tremendously. What's the idea? The Eshlech on this yin. Misal, why are you trying to say this for? So there's many different Peshotim, and why he was telling him by Yehili Shoy v'chamoy. And Vaitz, there's another few kashas on the Inyan. Imlovan gati v'eicha adota. What's this v'eicha? He was delayed till now. He was running away from Esav till now. What's the v'eicha adota? He was delayed. And another kasha, which is a fairly new kasha, which I saw, for me it was new at least, Vayihi li shoy v'chamoy. Vayihi is normally a lashon of a new creation. Vayihi oy. Vayihi is a sudden occurrence. Vayihi. And there was to me shoy v'chamoy. When we say this, we would say, Lovan gat v'eicha dota. And I acquired shoy v'chamoy. V'hoy oly of Vayihi is mashmah a bria chadosha, a new creation. It was all of a sudden that he created the Derech Nes, Vayihi Nishoy V'chamoy. What's this lashon, Vayihi Nishoy V'chamoy? So I'd like to say over Pshat, which Bemis is a shtickle, a long Pshat, as you say this stick of Pshat, which the Dubna Magid ties together in three parshas, this Pshat. Three parshas he ties together this Pshat, a Yesod Godel in the Brochas of Yaakov and Esav, and a Yesod Godel in the Mahalach of the Ribbono Shel in the world, and a Yesod Godel in how the others lived their lives. So the Magid really goes back to Parshas Toldos. At the end of Parshas Toldos, there's a Brocha which Yitzchak gave to Yaakov. Yitzchak said to Yaakov at the end of Parshas Toldos, after the whole story with the brochas, after he received the brochas, and Rivka told him to go and run away to Laban's house. So Yitzchak called in Yaakov, and Rivka told Yitzchak that he has to leave the place, he has to look for a shidduch, Lama li chayim, why do we need to have the same daughter-in-laws as Esav's wives again? But Yikra Yitzchak and Yaakov, it's in Kapitel Chav Ches, he called Yaakov, and he benched him. And he said, don't take your Isham of Benos Canaan, go to Paden Aram, go to Besul. And he finishes off, the Yitin Nacha, the Kel Shaka Yavoricha, Yisrael Benishim should bench you, the Yafracha, the Yabecha, the Yisrael Karamim, the Yitin Nacha is Bekas Avram, Nacha, the Zaracha Itach, the Rishtcha, says Megrach, and Benishim will give you the Bekas Avram. Nacha is already benched Yaakov. We talk about after the brochas he gave to Yaakov. He gave him the Talashamah, Mishman Aris, he gave him all the brochas. And he even said to Esav, he has nothing left. And he was about to leave again to go to Paden Aram. He tells him a further bracha. Mekel shakei v'orecha Yisra, v'yavrecha v'yabecha, v'yisir ekanamim, v'yitin necha, is Birkas Avram. What's this Birkas Avram? Nechal azerach etach benoisef. To all the brachas he's already received, he's now receiving the Birkas Avram, nechal azerach etach. We say v'yitin necha, and then Matzah Shabbos, we start to say it. We add to all the brachas, v'yitin necha is Birkas Avram. What's this Birkas Avram? What's this new Birkas Avram? So Rashi is v'eschan agay godoy, will come to you, the brochas, which I said before. I get to the Rashi's pshat here. The Medrash, in this week's parasha, actually says, Birkas Avram, Zeh Birkas Chutz La'aretz. Yaakov was going to Chutz La'aretz. Yaakov needed now the Birkas Avram. What's the Birkas Avram? Chutz La'aretz. Hashtetich Avram Vino spent a lot of time in Chutz La'aretz. Before Eretz Yisrael, Yitzchak was totally in Eretz Yisrael. And Avram was also in Chutz La'aretz. And Yaakov was now going to Chutz La'aretz. So it seems like he needed some brocha, some special brocha, a Birkas Avram, which wouldn't have been applicable in Eretz Yisrael. He needed this for Chutz La'aretz. The Yitanacha is Birka, the first Yitanacha, which he received the brachas of Eretz Yisrael. And now he's going to Chutz La'aretz, he needs the Birkas Avram. So what's this Birkas Avram? The Magid says it's a Sheini Yisait. He remembers the Ribbono Shel Olam leads the world with two anhagas. There's two ways the Ribbono Shel Olam feed the world. One is Bederech HaTeva, and one is Bederech HaNes. And all the way through the Torah, we see there's ways b'derech ha-teva, and there's ways b'derech ha-nes. The Rebbeinu Shem gives brocha b'teva, and the Rebbeinu Shem also has the ma'ile b'derech ha-teva, mahalach of the ma'ile b'derech ha-teva, and the Rebbeinu Shem acts with nisim, to Klal Yisrael, to the Ovos, whatever it is in the Torah. There's various different, two different anhagas of the Rebbeinu Shem. And the Maggid says a moshel, the ma'ad of Adem, and the moshel is a very important moshel. Because generally speaking, when we look at the two mahalachim of the Rebbeinu Shem, we would look and say, Derech HaTeva is sort of, you know, plain, nothing exciting. And Derech Nes, that's the gewaldige Mahalach of the Rebbeinu Shem, that's the wow sort of thing. Derech Nes, Derech HaTeva. So the Magid says, punkt verkehrt. I remember there's a Chazanish, a very practical Chazanish, in a letter, which was found once. I looked up to Zilbazach, come on, the same thing, and on a different line, more of a practical line. I'll say the Dubna Magid first. Dubna Magid says, the Rebbeinu Shlom's main rotzen, the main will of the Rebbeinu Shlom, is to lead the world b'derech ha-teva. And the Chazanish says a similar thing in his brief, in his letter. Chazanish says, in a letter to somebody, he says, we see that the Rebbeinu Shlom's main rotzen is to run the world b'derech ha-teva, because the Rebbeinu Shlom runs the world b'derech ha-teva. Because every single day we get up in the morning and it's run b'derech ha-teva. Derech ha-nes is a very rare phenomenon. It doesn't happen regularly, derech ha-nes. Once in a while, all of a sudden a nes happens to somebody. Or to the other, even in Mitzrayim, Nisim, grace and Nisim for those years in Mitzrayim. But Bederech HaTeva, Klal, after the last 5,781 years, the Rebbeinu Shem runs around the world, he's running Bederech HaTeva. Occasionally, here and there, the Rebbeinu Shem runs Bederech HaNes. Says the Chazanish, the Rotzin Hatzmidi of the Rebbeinu Shem, the steady Rotzin, the constant will of the Rebbeinu Shem, is to run the world Bederech HaTeva. And that shows that that's the greater Madriga. Haraya, the Rebbeinu Shem wants to go there. Occasionally, with Derech HaNes. Occasionally. But the Rebbeinu Shem wants Derech HaTeva. The Chazanish said it for a very practical application. The Chazanish writes his letter to a certain Talmud Chochem who was overdoing it. He was becoming ill on the expense of Avodas Hashem. And the Chazon Ish says he has to take into account the Derech HaTeva and not try and push himself L'mayna me'HaTeva, not try and work L'mayna me'HaTeva, because that's the Rotzon of the Rebbeinu Shleim HaTmidi. Don't try and overdo it and work L'mayna. And the Chazon Ish writes a letter to somebody. He says the Rotzon of the Rebbeinu Shleim HaVayetel HaHoiv, the Rotzon HaHoiv HaTmidi is B'Derech HaTeva. But the Maggid says the same thing in this week's Pasha, in Pasha Vayishlach, and the last three Pashas. That's the Rotzon HaTmidi. Memela, coming to back to the brachas that the others received. Yitzchak gave a bracha to Yaakov Avinu. He gave a bracha meyitzenecha lekim mital hashamayim umishmani aretz v'roib dogim v'siroi shavducham. These are all brachas b'derech hateva. Live in the world and receive an abundance of bracha in the normal way. Tal hashamayim is a derech hateva mishmani aretz. These are all derech hateva dika brachas, but you should have bracha in the teva. The teva should be in the siraba. The way you're only gav should have an abundance in the normal, way, in the normal brachas of the world, in the normal teva of the world. So the Magid, the Moshe Ma'adav Adoma, there was once a person, he was got Mashalim, there was once a person who left over a Yerusha for his children. And before he died, he went and showed his children the Holy Yerusha, and he went through all his various assets to show them they're going to be Yerush. And when he finished going through all his assets, he opened up a certain drawer somewhere, and in the drawer were a sheaf of papers, a sheaf of hamlotzes, letters of approbation to show what type of family they're from, and all this from various rabbonim and various gedolim. And B'dmoy Yisholosh, with tears in his eyes, he says to his son, I've left you all my year, my Avochshim. He was a rich man, he left over all his assets to his children. And he said, these letters here, there was a time in my life, many, many years ago, when I was mamish poor, I was in poverty, and I had to shnor. And these letters were used to show the integrity of our family, and people should support us. They were written by great Gedolei Yisrael. He says, you should never have to come on these letters. But if you have to come on these letters ever one day, you should know, you can yashin the letters as well. In other words, you yashin all the assets, but you can also yashin the haskomas, the hamlotzes that you may need if chas v'sholem. And I hope you don't yashin these, but if you ever come to need these, you know you've got these as well in the corner. So the Dubna Magid, the obvious, the brochas were derech hateva. That's the main. That's the brocha. The brochas have tanash mamashman the oretz. Before Yaakov was going to chutz l'oretz, and Yitzchak called him in and said, now you're going to need. Perhaps you may need something else. You may need these letters. You may need the brochas l'mayla miderech hateva. You may need the brochas b'derech hanes. Birkas Avraham is the anhoga. Is the way the Rebbeinu Shlom acted l'mayla miderech hateva. If you look carefully through the stories of the Avos, you see Avraham Avinu had many nisim l'mayla miderech hateva. Or Kastim, he was saved. It was all the mechomas he had. Amrafa, they were all b'derech nisim. The Melech Stoim came out the pit. There were very hundreds of nisim, or loads of nisim, coming tens of nisim coming to Avraham Avinu. All l'mayla miderech hateva. Yitzchok. Don't think we find any nisim in the manah mederech hateva. We find like varachil meir sha'arim. He planted nikamamish with abundance of brocha. When Yitzchak, when Rivka was taken to Abimelech, there was no nes the manah mederech hateva when Rivka was taken. The chaloi, he saw and he realized and he came back and he get Sarah was going to nisim. The malach was hitting and with Rivka, with Yitzchak and Rivka was all going smoothly with brocha taka, grace of brocha, of all mederech hateva. Avraham Avinu was in Chutzlar, as Avraham Avinu needed, he was living amongst the goyim, he was living amongst people, but the Rebbeinu Shem had to act now because it was a difficult situation. And the Rebbeinu Shem had to leave the Derech HaTeva, then Derech HaNes, and act. The Derech HaTeva and act the Derech HaNes. Now he was going to love on Yaakov Avinu, said Yitzchak to him, like the person in the Moshul, the Yitinucha, I'm going to leave you over now the few Shnori letters. The Derech, that's what I'm saying, the Magid says the Derech HaTeva is the best way. Derech HaNes is when you're stuck. You have to go and use the approbation letters. You have to go and use the Ksav Hamlotzes. You have to go and use the Derech Hanes. That's the V'yitinachal. The last minute he said, V'yitinachal, besides all the brachas I've given you, now I have to give you V'yitinachal, as Birkas Avraham, the way B'derech Hanes. That's what Dubna Magid. That's in Pashas told us. In Pashas Vayetze, there's another Medrash, also a very famous Medrash, where everyone speaks about this Medrash, mainly at Chasnas and Sheva Brachas in various cases. The very famous Medrash, where the Medrash says that when, also use the same Yisayd again, with another Moshel. In Parashat Vayetzi, he says, Yaakov Avinu went up to Be'er Sheva to look for a shidduch. And the Medrash says, a famous Medrash, I wrote the Medrash down with the Nosim Shmuel, Barim Nosna, I think it is, or Shmuel. Posach, he began the Pasha, Shila Malo, Seseina Elohorim, Me'ayin Yovoy Ezri. When Yaakov went to look for a shidduch, he said, Shila Malo, Seseina Elohorim, Me'ayin Yovoy Ezri, where am I going to get my shidduch from? How am I going to get my shidduch? Ezri is the aid, the connector. And he said, Elohorim, who do you turn to? He looked for the people before him, the Malafnai, those who teach me. He looked back to the previous generations, how do you find the Shidduch? And he said, Eliezer, Eved Avraham. Eliezer was the servant of Avraham, and he was the last person in my family to look for a Shidduch for my father. And what happened? He went with a whole full of camel loads of money, called Tuvah Doin of the Yodoi, and he managed to find the shidduch. Va'ani loy nezer me'achot v'loy tzomet echot. I don't even have a noseband, or a tzomet, a ring, a bracelet. I have nothing. Eliphaz came and robbed him, and he was left penniless. He was going to look for a shidduch penniless, and you all know how difficult it is for penniless to look for a shidduch. So he was despondent. Pashto was despondent. He got very despondent. Me'ayin yo'be'ezi. Where will my ezer come from? Chozav o'omah. Then he retracted and he said, "Ano, ma'ano ma'ivet sibi min bari. How am I going to lose the hope for my bashefa? Why am I losing hope? I have a creator in the world. Why am I losing hope? Chas v'sholem. Leis ha'ano ma'ivet sibi. I'm not going to lose my hope. Ela ezri me'im Hashem. Oisei shomayim v'aretz. The Rebbeinu Shlom, my help, my ezer, my shidduch will come from the Rebbeinu Shlom. Oisei shomayim v'aretz. That's why Shlita Medrash. I think I'm very despondent on the way. And he starts saying, "Ano ve'ezri." And finally, he comforted himself with the fact that Rebbeinu Shem is in the world, Ezim Im Hashem, Oysir Shemayim V'aretz, which is very difficult to understand that Yaakov even lost his hope for 1 minute. Kleina mentioned, who lakim betochen may have to be mechazik themselves. But Yaakov Avinu, to go along and say, he came to a situation, Ayin Yov Ezri, and all of a sudden he remembered, we're talking about the Bechira Ovis, Yaakov Avinu, he's going to forget for a second the Rebbeinu Shleilam, he's become despondent, Ayin Yov Ezri, Chozav V'omah, then he retracted and he said, what's the pshat in them? What's pshat in his lack of betochen? Even for a split second it could be. But what's pshat in his lack of betochen? Ezim Im Hashem, Oysir Shemayim, he has to come on, all of a sudden remember, Ezim Im Hashem, Oysir Shemayim, which Bechayra, it's hard to understand. The Dunagis says the same thing again, also with Amari Dekha Moshel. He uses the same Yisayid again. He says, Moshel Amar Dav Adoyma, there was once a son who received from his father a business. The father could set up his son a business and give him a factory to live off. One of his businesses, hand over to his son, and told his son, "This is for you." Now the factory, the business was going bad. And after shtick south was a few years, he kept coming back to his father and saying, "It was going bad. He's not managing. He can't make ends meet. It's very, very, very hard to make ends meet with this business of yours that you've given me." And the father told the son, "Look here, I've given you a business. As long as it's going, you have to keep. I'm not giving anything else. You have to try your best to get this business going and put yourself on your feet. And if chas v'shalom." The business goes mamish in the head. He's saying, "This is mamish gone completely." Is then, I'll give you something else. But as long as it's going, even though it's going difficult, you have to go along and make ends meet. Talk about, but yeah, you and the son carries on the business, and a much zechik going by. He's got no choice. That's it. That's what he's got to do. And he tries to keep it going. And one week yeah, one week not. And as it gets weiter and weiter, but yeah, there was a fire in the business. The whole factory burned down to the crisp. Nothing left. And the people have reported the fire to the son. Came and told him as they have a difficulty, you know, there's a problem, you know, factory, I know it's going to. And they thought the son would be totally despondent. And the other up when the fire happened, the son said, "Oy, gewaldig, Baruch Hashem. Why Baruch Hashem? Yeah, well, till now, the business was standing on one foot. I couldn't shake you, I couldn't go back to my father, but I'm asking for anything. My father told me, as long as there's something there, you can't come back to me. Now it's burnt to a crisp, nothing left. Oh, yeah, I have a father, I can go with my father, and there's nothing left of the business. I want another, but you promised me, if nothing left, you'll set me up again. So, Adi Rabba, the fire causes me to allow my father, in Gansen." So, the Magid, the same thing here, he says. Yaakov Inu, he wasn't despondent, Chas v'Shalom. But Yaakov Inu thought, he was making a chesh ben ha-nefesh on the way to his shidduch, after Eliphaz had robbed him, he was trying to think to himself, is there anything left? And the same thing, the Rebbeinu Shlom gave Yaakov Inu two brachos. He gave Derech HaTeva and Derech HaNes. When can you use the bracha of Derech HaTeva? When does the Birkas Avraham kick in? When is it right? When is it allowed to use the bracha of Birkas Avraham to rely on Nisim? As long as there's a Teva going, as long as the main rotsim of the Rebbeinu Shlom is standing, as long as the other Yitanacha, all the bracha, even though it might not be going that well, the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't want you to rely on Nisim. He wants you to rely on the Derech HaTeva. If that's gone completely, if there's nothing left of that, if there's no brachas left at all, mamish gone, like the moshul, then you can turn to Rebbeinu Shloim and ask him to go along and use the Birkas Avraham, the Shonara letters in the drawer, the Derech HaNes, which the Rebbeinu Shloim also promised. But only as long as there's nothing left of the original Derech HaTeva Dika brachas. So Yaakov Inu wasn't despondent. Yaakov Inu became Cheshbon HaNefesh. Shelamal Esoserin Nehari Me'ayin Yo Be'ezri. How am I going to get my Ezer? Is it going to come from the Derech HaTeva? Is it going to come from the Nes? And he's working backwards and forwards, and then he's saying that Eliezer ben Avraham had lots of things, but Derech HaTeva. And what do I have anything left? No, I have nothing. I feel a tzomid echot. I feel a nezmech, and I've garnished. Not even one bracelet, not even one ring. Oh, Ibazoi, I've got nothing left. Chozav va'oma, I've got nothing to worry about. I don't have to rely on the Derech HaTeva. I can now go and rely on the Derech HaNes. I'm not going to lose hope from my Bashefa, I can go along and rely on the Derech Hanes, Ezri Mim Hashem, Ezri Shemayim Varetz. I'm not even never despondent. If there's any working out which Mahalach to take, is it the Mahalach of Derech HaTeva, or is it the Mahalach of Derech Hanes? Till now it was Mahalach of Derech HaTeva, and if it's Mahalach of Derech HaTeva, you have to go along and see and make sure there's nothing left, or was it something left, and then you can work on it. So he says, Me'ayin Yavez, he's trying to work it out. Chozav Oma, afterwards he says, Leisna, I've got nothing left. But even better if we've got nothing left. If we've got nothing left, then Ezri Mim Hashem, Ezri Shemayim Varetz, I can go along and obtain the Birkas Avraham, the Yitin Echaz, Birkas Avraham, I can take the Derech HaNes, and I can now in the Rebbeinu Shem, in Gansu, Meshtaki Akvinidit. Kum Tuchais, Yaakov Avinu, was sitting in Chutzlars in Laban's house, and he was in a complete different Mahalach than Yitzchak. Yitzchak was always working the Derech HaTeva, he was in Etz Yisrael, didn't come on to Nisim, but Yaakov Avinu, like Avraham, before him, when he was with Nimrod, when he was in Chutzlars, and he was serving the Rebbeinu Shem in distant lands, he was relying on the Rebbeinu Shem, the Nisim of the Rebbeinu Shem to save him. So when Yaakov Avinu went to Laban's house, the whole 21 years, he was relying on Derech HaNes. What's the difference if somebody relies on Derech HaNes or somebody relies on Derech HaTeva? So if somebody's away for 20 years on a business trip, and he's there on Derech HaTeva. So on Derech HaTeva, if he comes back from a business trip after 20 years, and he's delayed, he's meant to come back after 10 years, and he comes back finally to his family after 20 years, and his family says, how did it go? What were you doing there? And he comes back very rich. So they understand that he's built up his business. It took him 20 years to build up his business. Build it up, until he got there. He was messy. We thought it would take quicker. But the Maisa, it took longer until he got what he had to get. It took him much longer. If somebody receives B'derech HaNes, that means it's Akasha. It's B'derech HaNes. Well, it took 20 years. So it could be, so 20 years he was doing nothing, he was trying his best to do it, nothing was working. And almost the last minute, all of a sudden, after 20 years, all of a sudden, B'derech HaNes, he received the Parnasa. Yaakov Avinu was worried for Esav's jealousy. What was Esav's jealousy? Esav's jealousy was the brochas of Yitzchak, which were B'derech HaTeva. Yitzchak Nechol Mithal HaShemayim, Meshman Ha'oretz, B'derech Dog Mesirish. If the brochas would have been B'derech HaTeva, then Yaakov Avinu would have received the brochas over the 20 years. He would have gone there, built up his business slowly, a bit more. And so finally, he's come and he's built up his business, he's come back home. Esav sees Yaakov after 20 years, or he's meeting Yaakov, and he sees him a rich man, nothing to hide. He saw Yaakov be a rich man. He thinks he's getting the brochas that Yitzchak told him to get. It was accumulated over 20 years, he's to accumulate all this wealth. So Yaakov Avinu, Im Lovan Gati Va'echad Otter. In Lovan I live, Taka, and I came Taka late. I come back for 20 years. But don't think that I got the brochas all of over 20 years, B'derech HaTeva, the brochas that you want, the brochas that Yitzchak gave me, V'yitzenecha, V'tal HaShemayim, M'shmane Oretz, those brochas you were jealous over, the better brochas, the brochas that were B'derech HaTeva. Because V'yihili Shoyve Chamoy, this wasn't something which I acquired. This is a nes, something which all of a sudden, as we all know, to Yaakov Avinu, how you go? When was the last year before he was going home? He had nothing. I also want to make some money. He said, "What's going on there?" And therefore, Lavan said, "Okay, how much nisim happened with the maklis and with this and with that?" And all of a sudden, the Yifrat Ishmael, all of a sudden, he received how much money the wealth? How much in the last year he was there? So this wasn't something. Don't think va'eicha dotter. I managed to accumulate all his wealth over 20 years, and this was all happening b'derech hateva. No, faket va'eicha dotter. But this wasn't because of over. Vayihili shayve chamoy. This happened the last minute, the last second. I managed to go along and get everything. You have nothing to be jealous of. You're not jealous of these. The Derech HaNes is not the main bracha which you want. You want to receive the bracha of the Derech HaTeva. You want to see the main brachas. I didn't receive the main brachas. I received the Birkas Avraham, a different bracha completely, which is meant for Chutz Laaretz, which is the Derech HaNes. The main is nothing to be jealous about. As I state in the Magid, a gewaltige mahalach in B'derech HaTeva, B'derech HaNes. So, B'emes, when you think of it, of this holy site, it's always a Zerbit. Think about Poshut B'derech HaShkof HaBisla. B'derech HaNes only kicks in after B'derech HaTeva is finished. Some B'derech HaShkof as well. As long as a person thinks there's a way B'derech HaTeva, it's not shaykh for B'derech HaNes to happen because you're relying on Teva. As long as you want it, the minute you see that Teva is always Nes, you see there's nothing in Teva, because all of a sudden, Nes can also happen. For example, the famous Gemara, says, Mishalom Elachemetz V'yadnik, Yemin Hashem V'yadnik, Yemin Hashem V'yadnik. As long as you believe there's a Musa called Shemin, there's Derech HaTeva, the Shemin, there's a way of Shemin, Because you're relying on the shemen. The minute you take away the shemen, it's the misha oma the shemen v'yadlik. It's not the shemen. It's the misha oma. It's the one behind the shemen v'yadlik. It's the rebbeinu shloim. It's the mezay the chemes v'yadlik as well. There's no difference with the shemen and the chemes. The sibah there. The hashkof is. Abada is a derech hateva. And it could be the Bainisham wants to use the derech hateva, but not to rely on the derech hateva, to rely on the person behind the Bainisham who's behind the derech hateva. The minute there's no hope in the derech hateva, there's no sivri, there's no kivri, there's nothing in the derech hateva, in Mameda, then that's going to kick in. Misha'oma levi, Misha'oma lachemetz v'yadik, Misha'oma lachem v'yadik, Veitas a chemetz v'yadik. And just to conclude, everyone asked the Kasha, it's one of the Mahalchim as well, the famous Teretz. Chanukah is coming up at the Shem Yisborach in the coming week. Everyone knows the 7-8 days of Chanukah, the source of the Akasha. Why the 8 days of Chanukah? There should be 7 days of Chanukah. The Nesb only for 7 days. Oh, but that's the same message again. The 7 days of Chanukah were taka the Derech HaNes. How does the Derech HaNes happen in the 7 days of Chanukah? If one realizes in the Teva, it's Eich Nes. If one realizes in the Shemen V'yadlik, there's the Misha Oma, there's the Rebbeinu Shem V'Shemen V'yadlik, one realizes in the Teva, then the Teva is nothing, it's the fact that the Nes can kick in. The Rebbeinu Shem is a health in taka, we should be Zeicha. Talk to the Rotsen Hawaii, the Rebbeinu Shloim, but Mr. Shleit Hazoi, when Mashiach comes, they ask a kasha. When Mashiach comes, it's going to be gross in Nisim. On the other hand, the Rambam says that the world's going to continue like normal after Mashiach comes. Okay, there's a kasha. When all the gross in Nisim happens, it says that after Mashiach comes, there'll be such a scholars of the Rebbeinu Shloim. The Teva itself will be an S. There'll be no enough coming in. This is on the grass, an S. As Aim bin the Ebon Molar's Deus Hashem, Kamami Yamachasim, you'll see the Rebbeinu Shem everywhere. You'll see the Misha'oma. You won't see the Teva, you'll see the Misha'oma in the world. You'll see the Rebbeinu Shem in the world. So the Rebbeinu Shem will have to talk to him as a Zechazan and Gichen. It's coming to me Nissim, and a Nissim, and a Pokemon, and a Gvoz, and a Choice. The Nissim, the Storm, the Nignim, and the Heir of Yemen, and the
Amen. Thank you.